providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Back to the second half of KER Politics, following the talk of the top of the hour news. You know, the Department of Justice is really, really getting involved in areas in our country that I don't think they should be involved in. And they're getting very, very, for lack of better terms, I think they're overstepping their bounds. Jimmy, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I don't think that there is any justification for what they've been doing to hold trespassers for the January 6th protests in prison without bail for nearly 18 months now, or in some cases, 18 months or more.
Yeah.
With actually like minimal charges. But this is not new, Al. This is not something new that the Justice Department has been involved in political actions. It's beginning to become quite apparent that they are focused on attacking political opponents of the Democratic Party in order to achieve power.
Yep, that's what's going on, it would appear.
And it's not new. So what we know happened in the Obama administration, and there has been a Department of Justice and the FBI, you know, under J. Edgar Hoover, that put his finger on, political acts, numerous times. We know that historically it's been proven, it's been written many times. But what we saw in the Obama administration was the weaponization of the federal government against a political opponent, another party in our nation. And it can't stand. And let me give some examples. So if you remember, people have almost forgotten that Eric Holder, the attorney general for Barack Obama, had stated clearly that he was Obama's wingman.
Yeah.
He was working on behalf of the administration, not on the behalf of law or Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And then we had this incident where the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and this Fast and Furious scandal were selling arms to Mexican drug lords, and a U.S. Agent was killed with one of those weapons.
Yeah.
And then the Department of Justice and the Obama administration tried to hide that and then was held in contempt of Congress. But he was never arrested. He was never taken into custody like Steve Bannon or, a political advisor to the president or Peter Navarro. There was clearly a new set of rules under the Obama administration, and the Department of Justice and the FBI were moving to enforce those actions, political actions.
Yeah.
Well, then you have the IRS scandal with Lois Lerner, and actually, trying to weaponize the Internal Revenue Service against conservative activist groups. And that's been proven. It was in court.
Jim, I want you to elaborate a little bit, if you would, on weaponizing the IRS personnel.
Yeah, so basically, the Lois Lerner was responsible for doing the evaluation for nonprofit organizations. And as, the Tea Party rose and a lot of nonprofit activist groups on the conservative side applied for approval of nonprofit status, the IRS under Lois Lerner would not allow them, would not approve their applications for no justification other than for politics. And that began a series of events that actually culminated, in my view, in the 2016 election and the entire Russia collusion narrative that was driven by politics, driven by the Clinton campaign team, who had embedded FBI operatives and people that were working for their campaign also working with the FBI to create this narrative that somehow Trump was a Russian asset.
Yeah.
Now what happened, and this is the disturbing part, that a lot of people don't understand is they began those investigations with very little evidence, and a lot of the evidence was disproven. But at the end of the Biden administration, after the election, and this all argument, this political argument that the Russians were involved, it was created by the Clinton Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign team. Barack Obama.
Jim, I'd like you to clarify one thing. You said at the end of the Biden administration. What do you mean by
that? The end of the Obama administration. After the election, after Trump had won, all these arguments came out. There was factual evidence known to the FBI, known to the Department of Justice, known to key elements of the Obama administration that most of the information was fabricated and fabricated by the Clinton campaign and given to FBI agents in order to try to create this image and given to media people to do it. And then Barack Obama signed an executive order allowing an investigation to the national security threat of potential Russian involvement or foreign involvement in our election process. What that did with that executive order, it gave carte blanche to the FBI and the Department of Justice to continue those investigations that were based on fraudulent information.
Uh-huh.
That executive order gives them basically a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
I'm not the problem. Right. So that allowed Andrew Weissman, it allowed Mueller, the whole team, Andrew McCabe, Jim Comey, to continue the facade and charade.
Yeah.
That charade created a massive media attack against the administration, made it very difficult for the Trump administration to get things done for 2 years. In spite of that, they did a very actually admirable job. But it was clearly the DOJ and the FBI that were involved in ensuring this happened. And it was the Obama administration, people inside meetings after the 1st of January that got people like Michael Flynn fired over false allegations.
Yeah.
That got the entire Trump administration to be, you know, pulled away. And Republicans, some Republicans jumped on board with that effort because they were so against Donald Trump. People like Richard Burr from North Carolina, people like Mitch McConnell, who didn't do anything to stop it in spite of having some knowledge. And Richard Burr, of course, was the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time, critical position. So that damage, that weaponization has now come full on where Merrick Garland is using a similar directive by the White House saying that white supremacy is the biggest threat, domestic terrorism and white supremacy is the biggest threat in the United States, and that, quote, MAGA Republicans or MAGA conservatives are another big threat. And with that get-out-jail-free card, the Department of Justice and district attorneys around the country are actually attacking individuals over basic either protests or individual rights, and arresting and using SWAT teams to intimidate and attempting to silence and attack the political opposition.
Well, the Make America Great Republicans clearly have been painted in kind of a bad, negative nature. And I really think that's... I realize what the Democrats are doing because I think you have to paint them in a negative aspect, because if you don't, they're probably going to win the election hands down. And the Democrats certainly don't want to see that. There's no question about that. Jimmy, we got to take a real quick commercial break. You guys, it's an interesting show. I wish the topics were a little bit more optimistic, but we're in some hard times right now. Stick around, going to be right back.